We're sponsored by the Keepersall family of companies, including K.E. Sellers, Tyler's Old World Style Boutique Winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall, and near Lindale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20. Your state senators and representatives are currently in Austin cooking up something I think we should carefully think about. There's a proposed amendment to the Texas Constitution floating around that, if approved by voters, would not only permit casino gambling in Texas, it would serve to make the state of Texas the dealer. That's because the measure wouldn't simply make it legal to set up a casino. I might could actually support that idea, particularly if it were a local option. But that's not the proposal. Instead, the measure would, according to its own language, create, quote, immediate additional revenue by, quote, creating the Texas Gaming Commission and authorizing and regulating the operation of casino games and slot machines by a limited number of licensed operators in certain Indian tribes, end quote. In other words, put the state of Texas in the position of creating a casino gambling cartel and then profiting from people who shovel the rent money down a slot machine. I'm not moralizing here. I'm not arguing against gambling per se. I'm enough of a libertarian to say that if you want to piss away your paycheck at the blackjack table, it's your business. But I don't think Texas should be in the position of hoping that you do. What's legal isn't necessarily right. And if the people of Nevada think differently, that's their business. And it should be noted that I defend gambling as a matter of your business only with the caveat that how you pay for food, shelter, clothing, and transportation when the money is gone is also your business. As an argument in favor of casino gambling, proponents point to the economic and tax revenue impact of Texans leaving the state to visit casinos in Louisiana and Oklahoma. Better to keep that revenue in the state, they say. But if it's purely a revenue argument, you could make the case for the state getting into the prostitution business. States, in my opinion, waste time and money trying, with little success, to stamp out prostitution. The argument could be made that since prostitution is going to happen anyway, the state should form a state prostitution commission that would license, regulate, and tax the sex-for-hire industry. That would be wrong for two reasons. First, my inner libertarian again speaks up. If two parties agree to have sex, it's none of the state's business. Whether or not money changes hands is incidental. But that will never make prostitution honorable, and thus my second argument. It is fundamentally wrong for the state to have a financial interest in you hiring a hooker. Prostitution is not like the responsible consumption of alcohol. Prostitution in any amount is depraved. It's the worst sort of misogyny. Its practitioners almost to a person lead lives riddled by physical and psychological injury. That they choose to do so is their business, but the state should have no truck with it. Which leads to my argument against the current proposal for casino gambling. By the simple economic fundamentals of a casino, in order for the casino to make money, the player has to lose money. Just as the state shouldn't hope that anyone would go hire a hooker, it shouldn't hope that anyone lose money. Some people can afford to lose money, most can't. As for the tax revenue justification, whatever tax revenue a government generates, it spends. The country's current fiscal situation absolutely screams in support of the idea that rather than look for new sources of revenue, government at every level should be looking for ways to need less of it. Feeding the beast only makes him bigger and stronger. Our only hope for economic survival is to starve him. The state being de facto in the casino business is a bad idea. If the idea survives the legislative session, let's hope that it dies at the ballot box. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. You take no gamble when you visit K.E. Sellers. Before you walk out with even a single bottle of wine, you will know that it's one that you will be able to enjoy with dinner, with friends, or simply as an accompaniment to your relaxation at the end of the day. That's all because K.E. Sellers is a working winery. As such, it offers a tasting bar at which you can try any wine in the collection before you buy it. As to which wines to try, I have a number of suggestions. Aside from my beloved 2009 Keepersall Cabernet, hands down the best red the Keepersall Winery has ever ever produced, there is the recently released 2012 Quipersal Viognier. This is a delicate, beautifully balanced dry white wine that will be great as the weather warms. There are many others, and it will be easy and enjoyable for you to find the wine or the wines that are right for you. And tell them I sent you. The nominal $1 tasting fee is on me, of course. K.E. Cellars, Tyler's Old World Style Boutique Winery in the French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall, near Lindale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20, and online at kecellars.com.